In older cultures, the ego was considered the larval stage of consciousness. It was based on the name given in infancy. And there were rites of passage in those traditional tribal cultures, sometimes of great difficulty, ordeals in which the infantile consciousness, known as the ego, would be killed so that the adult self could be born. And in the tribal cultures, there were rites of passage for the women into the women's mysteries that could include childbirth and the other aspects of life of the divine feminine, and male mysteries that involved warriorship and kingship and an opening into that level of androgynous being in which the male would surrender to the grace and the love of the female. And for the women, the same equivalent mysteries, so that each being became transgendered. Each being was capable of those shamanic wisdoms that come from the sacrifice of the identification with the body and the limitations of the choice that one must make between maleness and femaleness. And in the overcoming of that difference, true love that is not based on desire, but based on unity, based on the realization that we are consciousness, not matter. Enabled a unification of an energy field of the entire tribe and the entire ecosystem of nature, which is its habitat, and with the entire noosphere of planetary wisdom that is accessible to those beings who have transcended the limited consciousness. And then there were other rites of passage into the final levels of ultimate reality, in which one would have to pass through the fear of death completely, to know that infinite, timeless presence, and be able to function as a medium of that power, to guide the tribe through the various tribulations that it might have to face. And now we are at a moment in the history of this planet when our planetary tribe is facing unprecedented tribulations. And it does not even know it is a tribe, because it is divided up into warring nations. And within each nation there are other wars. And within each family there are wars. And within each ego there are wars. And peace can only come through the sacrifice of the ego that is built for war, that has weaponized its own intelligence, that has hidden away its capacity for love, because love is weakness in the midst of war. At least it is perceived as that. And so we have lost access to the heart. We have lost access to that unity. And nature itself reflects back to us our own venomous consciousness. And until we have turned this venom into medicine, until we have turned our capacity for anger and the desire for domination and territoriality, until we have incinerated all of that into the fire of sacrificial love, we shall not receive the wisdom or the power to be able to survive these tribulations, and survive them not merely bodily, but as beings of pure spirit, with the capacity to redream the world out of the fullness of the power of the creative imagination with which God has created this universe. And in this microcosm of a planet in which it is our responsibility to carry on that creation, but a creation that can only be carried on if we are willing to make the sacrifice of the ego that is the cause of all the suffering. And each one must do that. Each one must do that for its own ego. Must make the sacrifice in order to be reborn in that deathless, eternal consciousness that can alone bring a restoration to beauty and love and life itself to this sacred planet. And the responsibility is on each of us to make that sacrifice now, not at some future time. Now is the moment of the urgency. The urgency of the divinization of our consciousness. And it is this alone that brings the settling of our own karma, of our own suffering. And that therefore frees others from suffering, because there is a morphogenetic effect such that when anyone becomes liberated from karma, it creates a quantum wave function that is transmissible, replicable, so that each being finds it easier and easier to make the same shift of their locus of consciousness from the ego to the real self, and to abide in unshakable unity. Unity that is free of desire and free of fear. In the silence of pure presence, even now at this very moment, even if the sacrifice has not been fully made, the truth is that all are always already liberated within. You can feel that power, that grace in your heart. You know it. You may know it as a yearning, a calling, a fleeting glimpse, a vision, a hope, a prayer, but you know it because it is the core of each and every one of us in our eternal being that preceded the birth of the body and will exist beyond its death. And it is this rite of passage that everyone on the planet is now going through and will continue to go through as the suffering augments until the metamorphosis has been completed through the voluntary surrender to that Supreme Presence. It is not that God is out there somewhere, as the religions preach, but that the consciousness of the cosmos as a whole and of each being as a microcosm of that is itself a manifestation of the One Supreme Intelligence. You are that. But the I who can say that and know that and feel that and resonate with that Supreme Presence is not the I that thinks, but the I that is the pure presence of the witness of thought that never moves from its eternal stillness and never identifies with any separate unit of being, but with being itself in its fullness. And it is this self that has no fear and no desire and no needs, that is unshakable, immovable, and that has the courage to act in the ways that are necessary to bring back the spiritual nobility of our species, to earn the right to continue the creation for another cycle of time. And for those who are ready to earn the right of spiritual royalty, to graduate from this school that is the earth plane and move into that level of consciousness that no longer requires a bodily manifestation in order to learn what is necessary for its next level of functioning in the divine cosmic order. And so within the consciousness of each being, there is now a contest of wills between the ego and the self, because the ego will rebel, will refuse to surrender, to be still, to open its heart to love, to accept everything as it comes without defensiveness. And to remain in that perfect faith in the goodness and the perfection of that power who ordains all that appears, all that we must pass through, and that can withstand the disappearance of all that is unreal, because one has attained the absolute.